Fear by Dirk Kirbyweit. Translated from the German by Imogen Taylor. Read by John Telfer. The next morning I got up early and went out in the garden. It hadn't rained for a few days, and I put the sprinkler on, making water rain down on the grass, flower beds and shrubs. I think I was hoping to hear a shot, so that it would be over at last. But I heard only the birds and the occasional rumbling of a car on the cobblestones. I walked round the outside of the house, passing the basement windows. There are four altogether. On the left, Dieter Tiberius has his bedroom. In the middle was the kitchen, and on the right, the living room, which had two windows, one at the front of the house and one at the side. The windows are small and low, just above the ground. Dieter Tiberius lived in gloom. I didn't see him on my way round. I would have had to stoop, which I didn't, of course. Maybe he saw my feet. I don't know. At that point, he had about 10 minutes to live. When I got back to our flat, my father was sitting at the kitchen table. In front of him lay a pistol, a Walther PPK, caliber 7.65mm Browning, but I only learnt that later from the indictment. The prosecutor was keen to demonstrate his own knowledge of firearms, knowledge that, despite having the father I had, I didn't possess. I knew nothing about pistols and had no desire to. I asked my father whether he wanted an espresso, and he did. I had switched on the machine, a beautiful Domita from Italy, soon after getting out of bed, to give it time to warm up. I unscrewed the filter holder and swapped the small filter for the big one, because I wanted an espresso too. Then I pushed the filter holder against the mill, setting it grinding and roaring. The ground coffee trickled into the filter until it was full to the brim. I took the tamper, heavy-duty metal with a rosewood handle, and pressed the coffee firm. I screwed the filter holder into the machine, placed two cups under the spouts, and pressed the start button. The machine growled, and the coffee ran brown and oily into the cups. Always a glorious sight. "You and your espresso fetish," my wife says, sometimes mockingly. "People like me have to make a fetish out of everything, which doesn't just get on other people's nerves. It gets on mine, too." We sipped our coffee in silence, the pistol on the table like a metal question mark. Should we really? What happened next is best related in the words of the indictment. At about 8:40 a.m., the accused, Hermann Tiefenthaler, my father, that is, left the flat of his son, Randolf Tiefenthaler, with the Walther PPK, then in his lawful possession, and descended to the basement, where he induced the tenant Dieter Tiberius to open the door to his flat, either by knocking or ringing the bell, and then killed Tiberius with a close-range shot to the head. Tiberius died instantly. I rang the police. My father had asked me to, but it was, in any case, clear that this was the line we would take. No crazy getaway, no cover-up. We stood by the act. We still do. I can say that without reservation.